You will hear a talk about cyberbullying. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the talk twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part four. Now, we're ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi, Mr. Aman. It's good to see you again.
Hi, it's good to see you too.
So, Mr. Aman, today we're going to discuss cyberbullying. Can you explain what cyberbullying is?
Sure. Cyberbullying refers to the act of using digital communication tools such as social media, instant messaging, email, or other online platforms to harass, intimidate, threaten, or humiliate another person. It is the use of technology to intentionally harm or victimize individuals. It includes sending offensive text messages and emails, spreading rumors by email, and posting embarrassing pictures on social networking sites.
So, you're saying this can harm people who are active on social media, especially teenagers?
That's right. When teenagers experience cyberbullying, they may feel ashamed and withdraw from their families and friends. They might prefer spending their time alone and even look for excuses to avoid going to school.
I see your point, and I think this is something many teenagers face today. Do you think this can be avoided?
Yes, there are steps we can take to prevent ourselves from becoming victims online. First, never share personal details, passwords, or private photos with people you meet on the internet. Also, think very carefully before posting anything online.
Don't you think teenagers like to share photos on social media because they want to get attention, especially on platforms like TikTok?
Yes, they do, but they also need to be cautious. For example, avoid sending messages or leaving comments when you're feeling upset or angry. Wait until you've calmed down, because your words can have serious consequences.
How about parents? Don't they need to play a role too?
Definitely. Teenagers should inform their parents or other trusted adults, such as teachers or school counsellors, if they are being cyberbullied.
You mentioned photos earlier. What should teenagers do to stay safe after sharing pictures online?
They should delete harmful content, but before doing so, take screenshots or save messages, emails, or posts as proof. These can help when making a report. Social media platforms now make it easier for users to report fake profiles, inappropriate pictures, and abusive comments.
Thank you, Mr. Aman, for explaining cyberbullying and how to deal with it. Any final advice?
Yes. If you see messages or comments that target others, don't like or share them. Doing so only encourages bullies to continue their behaviour.
Thank you for your helpful advice, Mr. Aman.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help. Thank you for inviting me.
Now you will hear part four again.
Hi, Mr. Aman. It's good to see you again.
Hi, it's good to see you too.
So, Mr. Aman, today we're going to discuss cyberbullying. Can you explain what cyberbullying is?
Sure. Cyberbullying refers to the act of using digital communication tools such as social media, instant messaging, email, or other online platforms to harass, intimidate, threaten, or humiliate another person. It is the use of technology to intentionally harm or victimize individuals. It includes sending offensive text messages and emails, spreading rumors by email, and posting embarrassing pictures on social networking sites.
So, you're saying this can harm people who are active on social media, especially teenagers?
That's right. When teenagers experience cyberbullying, they may feel ashamed and withdraw from their families and friends. They might prefer spending their time alone and even look for excuses to avoid going to school.
I see your point, and I think this is something many teenagers face today. Do you think this can be avoided?
Yes, there are steps we can take to prevent ourselves from becoming victims online. First, never share personal details, passwords, or private photos with people you meet on the internet. Also, think very carefully before posting anything online.
Don't you think teenagers like to share photos on social media because they want to get attention, especially on platforms like TikTok?
Yes, they do, but they also need to be cautious. For example, avoid sending messages or leaving comments when you're feeling upset or angry. Wait until you've calmed down, because your words can have serious consequences.
How about parents? Don't they need to play a role too?
Definitely. Teenagers should inform their parents or other trusted adults, such as teachers or school counselors, if they are being cyberbullied.
You mentioned photos earlier. What should teenagers do to stay safe after sharing pictures online?
They should delete harmful content, but before doing so, take screenshots or save messages, emails, or posts as proof. These can help when making a report. Social media platforms now make it easier for users to report fake profiles, inappropriate pictures, and abusive comments.
Thank you, Mr. Aman, for explaining cyberbullying and how to deal with it. Any final advice?
Yes. If you see messages or comments that target others, don't like or share them. Doing so only encourages bullies to continue their behaviour.
Thank you for your helpful advice, Mr. Aman.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help. Thank you for inviting me.
That is the end of part 4.